Late last night, the Indiana Department of Health issued a declaration allowing the state's first ever long-term needle exchange program. The program in Scott County is intended to slow the spread of HIV there. Needle exchanges have been outlawed in Indiana for decades. Many in state government, including Governor Mike Pence, have long opposed the programs. That changed somewhat earlier this year when Pence approved a month-long needle exchange in Scott County to deal with the unprecedented HIV outbreak. Now that the state legislature has passed a law allowing the program to stay in place for at least a year, there is still debate in Indiana over the use of needle exchanges. WFHB correspondent Kara Tolman has that story.
Earlier this year, as Governor Pence had just approved a short-term needle exchange in southeastern Indiana, a group of Indiana prosecutors issued a warning. They said success might only be temporary. According to a press release from the Indiana Prosecuting Attorney Council, the syringe and needle exchange program was created reactively in response to the rising number of documented HIV cases, specifically in Scott County. And according to that statement, the prosecutors think that reaction is a bad policy. President of the Association of Indiana Prosecuting Attorneys, Aaron Nenengard, says the program in Scott County hinders the ability of prosecutors across the state to work effectively.
The biggest problem with how it was drafted is we would have to approve it was going to be a defense if someone was part of that program. Well, we can't prove who's in the program and not because they don't register. That would have effectively eliminated across the state any way to effectively prosecute any case involving a syringe. Then it goes to probable cause. Do we have probable cause when we see a syringe in plain view? And our biggest concern about that was the problem with issues like this. We start looking at, okay, we have a high HIV rate in Scott County, so let's have a needle exchange program. Well, the problem is across the state, we're seeing a lot of heroin overdoses. For example, I've had 7 people die from the first of the year for heroin overdoses in Dearborn County, which is, 50,000 people, that's pretty significant. But I haven't had anybody die from AIDS since the first of the year. So you can't, go, oh, we got this health crisis, but ignore the other health crisis. And so our basic objection was that the legislation was basically a knee-jerk reaction to this problem in Scott County, and they could have the legislation would have a dramatic impact across the state and the problems that are in our jurisdictions. And that what was called for was a step back to kind of look holistically at the issue and comprehensively at the issue.
Nenengard does not think the needle exchange program is a proper way to lessen the problem of drug addiction and believes the program unethically promotes the use of drugs.
The way you have to deal with this problem is you just can't attack one symptom and think it's going to get better. You have to look at the law enforcement component. You have to look at the prevention component. You have to look at the rehabilitation component. What causes them to stop doing, the number one thing that gets them to turn around is when they're sitting in jail and they're looking at being in jail for the next several years. A light bulb goes on. Maybe I want to do something different. As long as it's catch and release, they will just go right back to what they're doing. When you say that it is okay to do drugs as long as you lose a clean needle, that's what the needle exchange program does. You're sending the wrong message.
While Aaron Nenengard and most state prosecutors are against the exchange, many others in Indiana see the program to be very beneficial. IU Public Health Professor Beth Meyerson says that, quote, the program causes for a change in cultural thought about drugs, encouraging a harm reduction perspective rather than a total abstinence perspective, unquote. She also points to historical evidence showing success of needle exchange programs.
It's a national program that local communities can bring, and so that's what we're doing to bring it to Bloomington. And it's designed to help kids with disabilities learn how to ride a two-wheeled bike. And it basically takes place over 5 days. Kids sign up and they do it for 75 minutes a day for 5 days. At the end of the 5 days, 80% or more of them are riding the bike independently on their own.
Meyerson additionally dispels the myth that needle numbers increase following an exchange program.
You know, it's a real source of independence for kids. You know, many of us take for granted learning how to ride a bike. You have to struggle and you do it, but you do it. Whereas kids with disabilities need a little more help. And so this is a special program that's been around for about 20 years. And it provides kids with not only that they can ride a bike, but a whole source of independence and autonomy that they've never had before. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity for kids to be able to participate in the community.
Meyerson says the exchange program will soon begin to healthily strengthen the community.
We saw nothing but acceptance in Scott County. And, of course, the issue was really trust. How long is this going to go? Am I going to be arrested? There were a little few hiccups along the way, but now things are on a good pattern forward. And so, you know, that's where community trust can be built, and actually people are coming in to exchange. Or there will be what we call secondary exchanges established, where someone in the community who's actually exchanging themselves exchanges with others and becomes kind of that, I don't know, emissary, if you will, because there's not enough trust. So because of stigma, maybe it's located in a different place, and over time, people will come closer. So all those things are good things because they really do knit the community together. And you think about a place like Scott, and it's no different than anywhere else. So Scott shouldn't feel, people in Scott shouldn't feel, looked at in a different way or brought out for attention.
So while the state prosecutors have warned against the needle exchange program, it is still currently active in Scott County. The state has declared a public health emergency and will allow the program to run semi-permanently through May 24th of next year, 2016. For WFHB, I'm Kara Tolman.
The Indiana Department of Health released updated numbers this morning related to the HIV outbreak in Scott County. There have been 166 new cases discovered there since the outbreak was first detected late last year.